can appreciate that you respect it, even if it isn't your thing. What would it need to have, Kristen? What's the thing that you think, if anything was missing, quote unquote, what's the thing that you think could tip it over the edge for you as someone who maybe wouldn't traditionally fall in love with this kind of song?
Hello.
Zoned out for me there, but I'm going to assume you didn't really have anything because that was very short.
Justin?
What?
Who? That was directed at Justin, right?
Did I say Justin?
Yeah, I thought you said Justin, or was that me?
I could have sworn I said Kristen.
I am so sorry.
It makes more sense if it's not.
Yeah, I could have sworn. I'll do the segue again. Did Kristen miss here, or did I miss here?
Did I miss here?
Did I miss speaker? Did she miss here? Does anyone remember?
Can the record show? I was. Well, we could go back and.
We find could.
It's not that important.
I'm sorry.
One of us will be vindicated in the edit, in the post credits, or in the outtakes episode. What would it need to have, Crystal? Hello, internet. This is Chase Wassenaar, and welcome to part two of the July episode of K-Pop Shenanigans. Really excited to be here today. Last time we were here, we talked about the five songs from our Songs We All Want to Talk About list, the most adorable pupper from Taeyeon, now a member of SM Entertainment. There was some other stuff in there, but the dog was really the most important thing. But now we have seven other songs that we all want to talk about, and it's the 60-second segments that we love to do. And when I say we, I am joined by some lovely people here, including a guest this week. Justin, how are you doing?
I don't know how I'm doing anymore, but, you know, we're doing good enough.
It's getting later and later for you, because behind the scenes, we are just jumping into part two right after finishing part one.
Just been a lucid dream.
Wait, Chase, you give me so much crap for pulling back the curtain like this, and now you're doing it too?
I'm saying that I'm pulling back the curtain, though. You just throw it out there. Zach, our lovely producer and kind of co-host on this episode, how are you?
Well, this time I guess we're not ignoring my existence, but I also feel like I cut off Justin, so you should probably get the rest of what he was going to say.
You chimed in. You took over here. I can't pretend that you're not here when you said, how dare you, Chase, for doing the thing that I did. So really, it does feel like the cat was out of the bag for reasons that were not associated with the decisions I made.
I'm the villain. I'm allowed to do this kind of thing.
You're absolutely right. But we do have the hero of this podcast as well. Kristen, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking, Chase.
Oh, you're so great. We appreciate you for being here and balancing the rest of us crazy people out. We are going to get started with the songs we all want to talk about. This segment is exactly what it sounds like. It's just the songs that we loved from July that we want to talk about. We talked about five last week. Specifically, we talked about Broomshaker by IVE, Boom by NCT Dream, Popsicle by UHSN, Shower by Narazo, and X Phenomenon by Monsta X. One of those songs was more controversial than the other four, but all of them, I think you should definitely check out part one of our July episode that we are recording in mid-August, because life is a thing that happened to us. But thank you guys so much for getting here and getting to part two. We're going to start with I Am Not Alone by Sori and Folded Dragons. I knew nothing about any of the people who were involved in this when this song came out. Maybe Sori's been on the radar and I just missed it. She certainly seems like someone I should have paid more attention to before, but I didn't have any expectations when I listened to the song, and I'm really glad it came across my radar. But I want to hear, I guess, first from you, Zach, since you let the cat out of the bag a little early, I now have the right to put you on the spot.
You do. I knew exactly what I was getting myself into.
Absolutely. What did you think of I Am Not Alone?
I feel like the song I can compare this to most, that kind of popped into mind. This metaphor will take a bit to get there, but I was reminded of You Know Better by Hyolyn. The sound of this isn't something I would normally necessarily be drawn to, but this one, it's really good. She does it really well. I was vaguely aware of her because she was part of a duo called Coco Sori. Like, I hadn't listened to any of their stuff, but I just kind of, you know, knew that they were a thing that existed. The duo broke up a year or so ago. I don't know. And now she's been doing solo stuff here. And it's a really good song. And it's a it's a really good video too for being very minimalist. I'll make the comparison again to the Hyolyn song in that it's amazing what you can do in striking visuals with this. I mean, in this video, what do they have? They have a spotlight, a stage, and some dancers. And yet they still manage some incredibly striking visuals in it. And it's a type of dance you don't see often in K-pop. I don't know enough about dancing to really explain what it is, but I was drawn in by it being something so different than what I've come to expect from most things. So yeah, I was quite surprised by this, that it ended up being so good that I ended up liking a song that sounded like this.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying there. I do. I feel like this is another example of a slow song like You Know Better by Hyolyn, Hyolyn, actually, my apologies, Hyolyn, I swear I'm going to learn these pronunciations one day.
I doubt it.
Another example of a slow song that can be saved with just a great voice and a powerful push in the chorus. I will say there is another song that I think crossed my mind a little bit more, because I knew you were trouble when you walked in. It's the same beat, okay, which is fine because it was a good song for the record, but I cannot not hear it when the chorus comes in. It is literally the chorus from Trouble, just the percussion and the way it comes through. It's a lot. And if you want to give me K-pop Taylor Swift, because Taylor Swift certainly isn't giving me the Taylor Swift that I once loved, then I guess go ahead. Do you think that's fair, Kristen? Where do you come down on this song?
I did not make that connection, but thank you for making it. I can actually lend a little bit of light on the dancing, because I used to do dance. I used to do like ballet and jazz and tap. This is what we would call contemporary dance, which is, it's basically what you saw. It's somewhat ballet inspired, but obviously they've got bare feet. Stop me if this is very boring, but it's just meant to be very graceful, elegant, highlighting the body and what these people can do with it. And that's what drew me in to the song. It's so different from any other video really that we've watched. And I think we don't really talk a lot about slower, more ballady songs. And I don't think I would classify this as a ballad, but it's definitely not within the realm of things that we really gravitate to. But like Zach, what they do is so good and they do it so well. I loved it. I found it really gripping and powerful.
I'm glad you brought up the dancing, because it's really good. And I don't know about the dancing to tell you.
They're great. I can tell you, I think that those are great dancers. They did a great job.
The best description I was thinking of to talk about the dancing is that she's, in most K-pop dancing, it's usually, you're more upright.
Yeah.
Whereas she's laying down most
There's
of the time.
There's a lot of floor movement with contemporary dance.
Yeah, I was going to call it like horizontal. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but you know, she spends a lot of time on the ground, and the dancing that she does. I was going to sound like an idiot if I said that, and then I just said it, so I sound like an idiot. Good job.
You do not sound like an idiot.
Big brain.
Here's the thing, though. You called it out, so now none of us can. That means that it's a win.
You got us.
You boomed us. You freaking boomed us. Justin,
so good.
How about you? Where do you stand on this one?
I think this video is absolutely stunning, and something that like came out of nowhere for me as far as like the prep went, at least. I wasn't expecting this song. I'm glad I found this song, and I want to see more. I think the most important thing to say about it is how it is very different. It's not the music video of a gigantic budget. It was very simple, but they made so much out of what little they used, and I think that's amazing.
Yeah, this is a video that did a lot. I feel like the performance videos in general, people that choose to do a performance video over kind of the more glitzy kind of music video, it always stands out to me. This was absolutely the right call here. There's just the dancing was way too good to not make the highlight. This is a song in which the song is good. The song is very good. The video is just over the top amazing because of how good that is and the visuals as a result. So I think we're all going to agree that you should go check that out. And I think with that, we've basically covered this one. So we're going to move on to the next one, Gleam by Mamamoo. Mamoru came back. Like, no warning, by the way. This just, like, happened. It's just 24 hours before. It's like, by the way, you guys want a new single? Here you go. It's coming. Here it is. And it was good because it's Mamoru. Psych. So, of course it was. Psych. What do you mean psych, Justin?
I can't believe Mamoru baited me into watching a 3-minute commercial.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into that. Kind of, because I don't think people who necessarily know or are not as familiar with K-pop understand what you mean when you say that this was literally a commercial.
So when I came across this just on like random recommended video, and I'm like, huh, I didn't know that there was a comeback, and I listened to it, and I'm like, okay, sounds good. And I go through the video, and I read the comments, and I'm like, huh, was this all an elaborate ad? Because that's what people are making it out to be. You know, if it was all just a big scheme to be a big commercial or advertisement, they got me.
So what was the advertisement for? Because I have to be honest, this entire angle missed me.
It's the glasses.
It's for glasses. Glasses.
Those glasses are real good, though.
They are.
They rocked that look. Those
That's
were
what I'm big. Saying. They got me.
Did they get you, Kristen? Are you okay. got?
All right, let's get into it. So, okay, you know I love Mamamoo, and I love seeing them in great glasses and looks, but I hate this aspect. Well, first of all, I hate late stage capitalism. I particularly hate this aspect of late stage capitalism because I enjoyed this song. I enjoyed the dancing, but it feels tainted to me because it's a fucking ad. And I can't believe they made me do, Mamamoo, how could you do this to me? Moonbyul, she did a great job. She was amazing. I want her jumpsuit, but I can't watch this video again because it's just tainted.
I can't believe you've done this.
That's a very strong statement.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, but I have no patience for music videos that are ads. They immediately turn me off.
Have you changed your mind on Senorita by Idol, which was
I never
entirely
liked Senorita.
An ad?
I didn't like Senorita, Chase.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're staying consistent on this podcast, because I definitely feel like there are songs on this show that we have featured that had very blatant product placement.
I had my issues with Senorita.
I also kind of wore out on it, but I will say, I guess this is where me, like, being a Spotify person really shines through, because I had no idea this was an ad until you just talked about it. And now you're like, oh, the glasses. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I watched the video like a couple times just to make sure that I knew what I was talking about. And it's like, oh yeah, they're all wearing glasses and they look very good. It's a great look for them. Solar in particular. Holy, those visuals are slaying. Quas is still my bias, but Solar rocked that video, I think, harder than everybody. And Wien, really good. Shay pointed that out. Like, he's not usually a Wien person. It's usually the three people in Mamamoo that he loves and then Wien. Wien was great in this. And I don't know that I care if the content is good, right? Like, this did not feel like an ad. It did not feel like... I'll put it this way. It wasn't like another song that I could point out that was from this month that we chose to not put on this list, Cool Love by Hongbin and Hyungwon, which literally has a giant f***ing Pepsi logo in the background the entire time. That video, where it's so over the top that there's no way you could possibly ignore. Like, if you just told me it was a concept to which Mamamoo was like, it's sexy to wear glasses, we're sexy glasses people, librarians, teachers, whatever it was, I would be like, yeah, great idea, Mamamoo, you rock this look, it works out. None of the rest of it even hit me. So take that in mind that I was, I guess, being dumb or naive or whatever, that I didn't even think of that angle and I didn't think to go to the comments section to look for it. But is there a way back? I guess you can't really unlearn that information. So
no.
Am I gonna be left being the only one who enjoys this song, Justin? Am I on my own now once again?
I like the song.
You're in, but you're not, but you're frustrated. Is that a fair way to describe it? I'm trying to wrap my mind around where you guys are coming from on it now.
Yeah.
It's hard. I'm having to make a mental switch.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I definitely did not have nearly as much of a problem with it being an ad as Kristen did.
I really like this song. I just find it really amusing. How it's like, oh, it was an ad, by the way.
That's fair. And I will say, Kristen, I also hate late-stage capitalism. So I am on board with you on that. Though I have some bad news for you, because all of K-pop is late-stage capitalism. So, like, literally all of it is, like, peak everything. So I get where you're coming from. I think the song is great as it is. I think that people who are affected by the ad side of it, I totally understand. Funnily enough, I did not find it as blatant as I did in Senorita, which I don't think, like, that was an actual comeback that happened to have an advertising deal, whereas this was apparently straight up an ad. And funnily enough, I thought this was more subtle. Take that as you will. If you're going to do an ad for a video, do it this way. Don't do it the Cool Love way. And even then, maybe just release a song that's really good. Maybe that could be.
That does help.
That does help. And I
make a good song.
If there was a mysterious person that was still hanging around saying that he did not remember the product placement in Senorita, I would laugh so hard.
I honestly don't.
That is incredible. I want you, since you're on silence anyway, I want you to go back through Senorita and tell me how many seconds it takes before you recognize the ad placement in that song. Just give me a number. We can come back to this later. Because right now you're still not here. We're going to move on, unless is there anything you want to add, Kristen?
I'm good.
We're framing you properly. You're good. We're going to talk about the song I've listened to most this month. I'm just going to straight up say it. And that's including Moonshaker, which I loved. But this is Gotta Say Day by BY.
Oh my God.
I love rap. And one of the things I like about K-pop is that every group has a rapper. And so there's always some rap here. But it's very rare that I get to listen to songs and that we get songs that hit our threshold that are just straight K-rap. This is not a pop song. This is a rap song that happened to get really popular. Woo! I love this song so much, but I want to let Justin go first here.
Did BY invent flow? My God. This is, like, far and away my favorite rap song I've ever listened to, because I don't know what to say. This is, it's like, the MV is a little weird. I'm gonna say that.
Just a little.
Just slightly a little weird. It's not Narazo Shower weird to me still, but you know, it's a little weird. But my God, is BY an incredible rapper. I like, as soon as I watched it, I had to go look for the live stages, and he just takes flow to another level, and I don't know what to make of it. Someone please help me.
It's really, really good. He was the winner of Show Me the Money season 5, which is a reality show that goes into kind of discovering the next wave of K-pop rappers. And yeah, you could see why he won, because that flow is incredible. The comparison I made that is going to be so niche, even for people who listen to this show, I feel like this is Black Skinhead by Kanye West, but for K-pop. And I mean that in the greatest way possible.
That is.
You remove the two things that held that song back. You remove Kanye West, which is great. 100% in favor of that. And then number two, you remove the fact that, like, Kanye West pretends that he's saying something about the Black experience and absolutely is not. And there's some of that imagery in BY's song here as well. But BY's whole thing, if you look at the translated lyrics, is just, yeah, I'm fucking awesome. That's it. I'm just a really good rapper. I am awesome. I am a legend. You will pay attention to me. You cannot ignore me. You cannot look beyond me. I am your king. Bow down. As he basically... It's Black Skinhead with the dark beat and the bass and that just powerful movement and the flow, but then Rap God in terms of the content of it and the speed at which he is able to sometimes double and triple his meter, which is just absurd. This is, it's a short song, but bam, does it hit hard.
Kristen, BY Got Us A Day.
BY Got Us A Day. Do you agree, BY Got Us A Day?
Man, my first impression of this song was it is incredibly ambitious. And it's one of the best rap songs I've listened to in a long time. But I think I admire and respect what BY's going for and appreciate what they're bringing to the scene more than I like the song itself. That is not meant to underplay how much I actually like the song. I really like it. I just think I haven't lived with it enough yet to fully love it. But like, I recognize it is amazing. And I am so glad. Like, as you have said, his flow, insane. Also, those discordant notes and the background chanting, it's vaguely threatening, but I'm so into it. I am blown away, so impressed.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's in your face and it's purposely so. The whole song is built on that idea. You cannot ignore me. I am this force of nature, and you will recognize that whether you want to or not. And as far as like rap themes go, it's pretty bog standard, but it's a good one for a reason, right? There's a reason that we still get so many rap songs we can get behind. This pumps you up. This is the song I listen to when I get into the shower.
Yeah.
It's this and Room Shaker. Those are my two. I take short showers. Those are the only two I need. That's where I get in. And it pumps me up for the day. I feel like I can take on the world, you know? And I think that it says a lot about how good BY's flow is and the way in which he can connect with so many things like that, that I can feel that connection to it and feel that power from it, despite having to go and translate what the lyrics are to make sure that this wasn't one of those things where I loved the song and was going to feel real sad when someone told me, so you know what it's about, right? Thankfully, it's not about anything particularly deep or meaningful. It's just him being awesome and feeling like he's awesome. So that's Gotta Say Day. Highly recommend you check that out. I've been living with it. Justin's been living with it. It sounds like Kristen needs to live with it a little bit more, but we all appreciate the artistry behind it. And so I think if you like rap, there's going to be a lot for you to love. We're going to move on. ITZY has a new single, Icy. ITZY is a group that got some very mixed reactions the last time that we talked about them, which was during Dala Dala. I think that undoubtedly because of their connection to their sister group Twice, they have garnered a lot of attention. And ICY is them doing more ITZY things. I was curious last time, I think I said, I was very curious to see if they would do something a little bit more standard or if this is who they were. I think this is who they are. I think their whole thing is like Twice gets the more conventional songs and we're going to take just weird, interesting, our creative decisions that are going to be hits with people. I want to start with you, Justin. And I'm going to go slowly in case someone plans to cut me off, but I believe we're going to go to you and say, what were your thoughts on ICY?
I think my thoughts can be summed up pretty quickly. My thoughts on ITZY can be done like this very similarly. It's like, they have a concept. It's either that like people are either going to really like or not care about. And I'm kind of like in the middle where I don't really, like the group doesn't really click for me, but I can see why a lot of people would like it, and it makes it kind of hard for me to give them an opinion on this song. I think it's a good song, but it's not my cup of tea per se, but I can see why it's being talked about.
Yeah, it's really, that's very fascinating. You're the one person I know without a strong opinion on ITZY one way or the other, so congratulations on that.
Yeah,
it does seem like one that divides people typically. I want to see Kristen.
Yeah.
Because Dala Dala, I think you had very mixed feelings on.
I did.
How do you feel about this one?
I feel so much more positive about this song. In my notes, I wrote down, I love this. It's so catchy. And it is. And I found the video to be very fun. This is such a minor note, I feel, but I'm glad that someone's incorporating like those little comic book touches into videos. It was bound to happen at some point. And usually I don't like those kinds of visual add-ins, but they aren't super distracting or poorly done here. And this is like my girl group song of the summer.
Wow.
Okay. I really enjoyed it. This particular ITZY song clicked for me.
You know, I have to say, this one clicked more for me too. I don't know what Zach thinks that he's walking into since he's going to go last, but I actually enjoyed this song quite a bit as well. And I did not enjoy Dala Dala, just straight up. I thought that song was a mess. It did grow on me. I liked the other single that they released with it on that album more than I liked Dala Dala, but it did grow on me. I have to give it that. But this was when ITZY came together, because to me, this is everything that Dala Dala should have been. This is Dala Dala done as well as that idea could be done. And it's just the little touches. I think the attitude is better directed. They keep talking, I keep walking is a great line. That is one of the better F the haters lines that you're going to get in K-pop. And I think it is such a great way to respond to some of the criticism from Dala Dala. And just kind of exude the attitude that they're bringing in general, where they're young and they're in your face and whatever else. I felt like this hit the mark. I feel like the music beat is still fascinating, but it feels like it's still at least a bit more cohesive in terms of what it wants to be, which is weird, because to any other group, this would be the weirdest thing that they released this year, other than maybe Zimzalabim by Red Velvet. This is not a normal, typical, standard K-pop song, but it does feel like it fits with me in a way where I can put it in my rotation without feeling like I took some whiplash the way that I did with Dala Dala. I'm in. I'm in on this song, and I'm in on the concept they're going for. I can't say that it's my song of the summer because another song came out in August that I'm not allowed to talk about, but that has absolutely consumed my life.
Careful, I will bleep you.
You will bleep me. I know. I've given up on this, but but that's why I can't put ITZY there. But ITZY sure was gonna be there. I was gonna in this segment before the gonna talk about how ITZY right now deserve to be the forerunners of the girl group debut of the year. I think they still are going to be in terms of the popularity and how people at large are going to judge them. But I do want to go to the guy who loved Dala Dala.
Yeah.
Who has always been on board with ITZY.
To bring up yet another point to continue the theme of I have no credibility. I loved that song when it came out. So yeah, let's just throw it all on me.
You did. And let's be clear, you were not alone. That was an insanely popular song that won multiple awards and was a top tracking. It'll be in the top probably 20 at the end of the year list. So,
oh, yeah.
Like, of all the weird opinions you've had, I can't say that this was that far off the norm.
It's got to be the tamest, one of the tamer ones.
But how do you feel about ICY?
I haven't, due to various time things, I haven't listened to this one nearly as much as I thought I would have. But they basically just doubled down on everything they were doing in Dala Dala. They said, all right, we are going to continue doing exactly this. We're just going to do even more of it. And I will admit, I have a weakness when it comes to K-pop. I love the songs that are held together by tape and string, that put so many weird different things together and just barely manage to work. And ITZY seems to have decided that that's the thing they're going to do, which is, you know what? Perfect. I love it. I'm glad to see. I mean, I would be surprised if they did something conventional at this point. They seem to be staking out, okay, we're going to do the weird, the experimental stuff. And I'm more than good with that. And also, the charisma they have as rookies is ridiculous. When I'm watching this, I'm just like, okay, they feel like they should be a year or two from being able to pull off some of the stuff that they do in these songs. Like the line, Chase, and you mentioned it before, Chase, of they keep talking, I keep walking. It is a great line, but you need a certain amount of charisma to pull it off, as you could probably tell from the fact that I sounded like an idiot when I was saying it. But they managed to do it just perfectly. You know, they managed to make it come off as kind of badass instead of just, you know, a thing that they're that they're saying that could be an awkward lyric that I would love to complain about. And I just have to comment on one person in the group again, is Chaeryeong. I've mentioned her before on this, but she's the one I bring up because I remember watching something she was on in 2015, and she made no impression on that show. She was on a reality competition show. She made zero impression on me there. And now I watch this and I'm like, whoa, what happened in those 4 years that made you go from, I forgot you were even there, to, oh, now you're really catching my attention now.
Yeah, you know, people talk about this group as Twice's sister group, and I wonder how much of Twice like actually gets to work with them on some of this stuff, because it does feel like they have a charisma well beyond their years. We could call this the JYP effect or the Twice effect or whatever else, but you gotta give ITZY that. I do believe this is a group that's literally designed for you, Zach. This does feel like everything that you love is their whole thing.
There's no way I'm unbiased on this. If the original plans they probably had gone through and Somi was in the group as well, it would be like, okay, just give up. That they're going to be probably my top group. As they are, they're still really, you know, they're in a position where I could see down the line saying, oh yeah, no, this is my favorite group hands down. They're nowhere near there yet, but they're on the trajectory.
Yeah, I get it. And I do think that this group, you know, they were always going to be talked about because of the pedigree that they have. But now I think they're going to be talked about for, you know, well-deserved reasons, and are going to be a group that when we're talking about the end of the year awards, very stiff competition in that category. But they are right now, I think, the group to beat, even if they are not the group that would personally get my vote. And I can't tell you which that is until next month, but I swear...
ITZY gets a big advantage from being a JYP group, just like TXT is going to have a good shot at Boy Group of the Year just for being Big Hit.
Yep, that's entirely true. And I feel better about ITZY potentially winning than I do about TXT potentially winning. That one's going to break my heart. I'm letting you know right now, when it happens, and it will happen, I am going to hold it against all of you who went, oh, but Ken Dog is so bad it's good. Isn't it cute that we should keep watching it and keep giving them all this attention and talking about them? And then, oh my God, I can't believe they won. I know where this is going, and I don't forgive you. I'm just making sure that's very clear as things stand already now.
You're welcome.
Anything, Justin, Kristen, you want to add before we move on?
I'm good. Thanks.
You're welcome. God, this is why you're the hero of the podcast, Kristen. That was incredibly polite. Yes, it's much appreciated. We're going to move on to a song that I appreciate a little less than I appreciate you, Kristen. Ooh. This is Humph by Pentagon. I could have sworn this was Humph at one point with a Y, but apparently it's a U. And I think... this song's name is my reaction to the song. I'm going to let other people chime in first before I'm a negative Nancy here, though. Kristen, what were your thoughts on Humph?
I think I'm with you here, Chase. It is not exactly my cup of tea. Like, also, it's okay. It's too cutesy for me. Not cutesy in the good way that I enjoy. I also have an issue with their commitment level. The acting in the video is not great. Specifically, the pushing in the classroom I will direct you to. I also don't buy their commitment when they're dancing. And they have very odd arm movements. It just doesn't work for me, and I don't think they're buying it either.
Yeah. If I'm going to give... NCT Dream, A Hard Time for Boom, a song that I actually liked overall, even though I didn't think it was necessarily the best fit for them, I cannot stop feeling like this softer side of Pentagon does absolutely nothing for me. And it's a super limp beat. I feel like the beat gives them nothing to work with. Nothing. I do feel like one of the reasons it might feel so lifeless is that it is lifeless. And that's kind of a concern. But... I do wonder what this means for Pentagon. You know, this is a group that's kind of had a missing identity since Edon departed because Cube are morons, and no, I'm not over it, and I will never be over it, you idiots. But
Tell us what you really think.
Pentagon has to be something, right? They have to keep going. And this is what I guess they've decided. I don't know that they know what they want to be. And I think that, you know, when I heard this, I'm like, oh, maybe Sha-La-La just didn't get enough views. And this is all our fault because Sha-La-La came out the same weekend as, I want to say, Twice as Fancy comeback. It was like the same time. It was either that or Kill This Love that it went up against and did not win because how could it? Maybe it was BTS. It was one of those three. It was that April month where it was this big hit, big hit, big hit.
I don't know why anyone else released songs in April.
It's a great question. And a lot of them released it in May as a result, which, as you'll remember, is the longest podcast recording session we've ever had.
Bad idea.
But so I guess I appreciate that Pentagon didn't wait. But like, did we not show that song enough love? Is that why we're here? Because that song was a lot better than this one, I'm going to say. What do you think, Justin? Are you with us, against us? Where do you stand on this song?
I think I'm pretty much falling in line with most of what you said. The song just kind of feels hollow to me. And it's just like, it's not going to go anywhere near my rotation when there's so many more things that just at least said something for me. And like, this song is not what I was looking for at all. I just don't know what more to make of it. Definitely not my cup of tea.
It just doesn't work. And I wonder if there's a version of it that could have worked. I'm still going to stand by that Sha La Land was great and underrated and just poorly, poorly timed by the studio. And I don't really know what they're supposed to do with Edon out. But it's really not a good sign when it comes to cutesy boy group comebacks. You lose to Very Very doing a song that has Tag You're It, Baby Tag You're It as a hook. Like, when that beat you, and they did a really dumb Haunted House theme with that. Like, it was a really dumb concept for a song that was that goofy, and it was still a better song than you. You're in the wrong field of K-pop boy group stereotypes. Please go back to Sha La Land. I promise. Sha La La, excuse me. I don't know why I said Sha La Land. The sequel to La La Land, the Oscar award winning film. God. But in all seriousness, like,
by Momo Land.
Can we please go back? Yeah, there it is. Oh my God. I think we're going to move on because I don't think any of us want to talk about this anymore.
No.
Notice I didn't want to talk about it at all.
Yeah.
I honestly don't even remember the song.
Congratulations. Well, yeah, here's the good news. No one else will a month from now, so
we'll
be in good company. Who would say this is their favorite song? Who is this song for?
I thought we were moving on.
Well, we will move on. We will move on.
Thank you.
Give Me More by Vav. I could start repeating a lot of the same things that I just said. Justin, you're hang. I'm going to give it to you now.
I did not like the song at all.
What don't you like about it?
Oh, as far as like the melodies and stuff, it's like, okay, it's like, it's okay. As far as like lyrics, yikes. And just the overall feel of it, never really got very much into this group, but again, it's just not my cup of tea at all. And I know you have a much even stronger opinion on it. So.
Yeah, I hate this song so much. Yeah. I want to close though, so I'm going to give it to Kristen next. Where do you stand on Give Me More by Vav?
God.
I actually really liked it. I thought, like, oh, it's such a shame this is coming out so late in summer, because this would have been my summer jam. I found them very charming. I'm so perplexed.
Charming?
I don't know.
The refrain is literally telling the girl to keep giving him more, because apparently she's not giving him enough for him to be happy. How is that charming? What are you talking about?
Hold on, I didn't see the English lyrics. I'm sorry, I didn't see the translated lyrics.
No, hold on. The chorus is in English.
Yeah.
The chorus is, give me more, then. Now give me more, now give me more, a little more, even more, now give me more. Oh, more. Scott. All in English. There is no Korean in any part of the chorus.
Fine, you got me.
Literally in English the entire time.
You got me on that one.
This is the point in the K-pop drinking game where you just finish the bottle when you realize that you've been listening to a thing and you didn't realize it was in English even though you've listened to it a couple dozen times.
Oh, no.
I've lost that game many times.
So what did you think the chorus was? Just out of curiosity, I'm now very intrigued because I don't
know. No, it was that. I just liked it. I liked the sounds. I liked the music. I liked the overall, I don't know, the video seduced me. It was very much like how I wanted Summer to be, and it was not that.
I mean, the visuals in the video are good.
It was just a fantasy.
The word charming has just completely thrown me on a loop. Because that really, like, okay. I'm going to come back. I'm going to center myself.
I'm sorry. I've really thrown you guys for a loop. And you...
Okay. I'm going to stop being mean. I hate this song so goddamn
much.
That's
fine. Because
I cannot get over the chorus. Because that is, to me, again, the girl is, it, like, clearly this guy is just pushing this girl over and over and over and over and over again. And if she says no, the answer is no, asshole. That's it. That's
I agree with you there.
The conversation. Making the phrase, give me more, the entire hook, is a really bad phrase to repeat over and over and over again. The optics of that
it's are bad.
Really hard to get over. And... you know, I don't want to, like, get all political Me Too era, et cetera, but, like, no.
But Chase,
it's
so catchy.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's not. You know, it is a bunch of...
Chase, I support your message. You're very correct.
Interruption incoming.
Okay. Yeah. Zach, go for it.
Yes or yes?
That's
also
not...
a concerning message, I will admit.
Okay,
look. I did bring that up at the time, but here's the thing. This is the difference between me and Kristen. I also think the beat sucks. Because this is the thing. In 2017 or 2015, we're looking at the K-pop landscape and we're like, oh man, if only there was a little bit more of Aladdin flair in our music, I could totally understand it. But this is a year with Senorita. This is a year with Bum Bum. We have good tracks with Latin music where I don't have to make any compromise. And this to me just felt like a pale imitation of those songs from a musical standpoint. Like, if I'm going to go and party and enjoy the summer, I'd rather listen to either of those. And I used to have my things about Senorita, but...
I'm surprised you said something positive about that song.
I've come around to not dislike Senorita. I still don't think it's great. I hate this song. And it's one of those things where it has to be good enough for me to listen to it and notice the lyrics for me to hate it the way that I do. So clearly the beat has literally something going for it, but not enough. Not enough to justify the concept. Not enough to justify how limp it is outside of that. And the whole, again, so much of this song is in English, Kristen. Like, so much.
I'm sorry.
I cannot stress enough. This is like 90% English lyrics throughout this entire thing. My answer is no. I can't. I won't. I refuse. GG. No.
Not well played.
Not well played. It's not well played. It's the opposite. Bad game. I should have said BG.
BG.
Bad
game. What are you doing, dude?
Bad game, GTFO. That's what I have to say to Bab right now. And for the record, this isn't the only guy group song that I could say that to. And there are guy group songs that have gotten away with worse lyrics because I did not understand that they were in English. Looking at you, there's a Monsta X song that is really not great when you look into what the translated lyrics are that I'm forgetting right now. But someone in the comments, you'll know what I'm talking about for sure.
Yeah, it's not a Monsta X song.
Who is it, EXO?
Yeah, it's EXO and Big Bang.
EXO definitely has. Is it Monster?
Yes.
I think it's Monster by EXO is the one of which I'm thinking right now.
Yeah, you know, the difference between that and this is that Monster has an infinitely better beat.
Yeah, the beat work is a lot nicer. And it's in Korean, so I could ignore how scummy some of
exactly.
I understand is a very America-centric way to look at a music industry that is not mine. And I'm not saying that that's okay. I'm just saying that it's the way that it is. I can't ignore it if you put it in English, assholes. That's the rule.
That's the point I made in the last podcast about why that one of the many reasons Buenos Aires didn't work. Give me the bad lyrics in another language so I can at least pretend they're good.
Yeah, that's fair. I get that. I'm with you on this. So I want to make it clear, Kristen, it's very clear that you had not paid attention to the lyrics before this.
No, I didn't. They were in English. I was just bopping along.
I don't want to ask if it changed your opinion, because that just seems to bully you into admitting that something might be a little problematic that you liked. But can you help us see what it is that you see? What is it about the beat that you love about it? Because I think we could also, like, I think just... And I also don't think that it sounded all that great.
Okay, so I'll tell you two things that I like about it. I like the initial use of the ukulele, and also the beat. It makes me feel like I could sway my hips to it, and that's very important.
Hip swaying is important.
I feel like I could do like a little salsa to this.
I could see that. I could see that. Really wish you guys had put it in Korean so that I could try to see it. But I think you've gotten a deciding factor now as to whether or not you're going to want to listen to it.
I won't. I won't.
Let's sound off in the comments. Don't make Kristen feel bad. It's very clear that this was not, no one asked for this, but charming. Holy. Okay, we're going to move on. I'm not going to shame anyone.
Can we move on to better things?
I'm sorry.
We're going to move on to better things. Beep Beep by Ruan. What in the world? Where was she been?
Japan.
Yes.
Holy cow. 16-year-old Japanese girl.
Yeah, she's...
Who speaks five languages, apparently.
She's had a four-year career in Japan before this. She started professionally performing music at 12.
Okay, I'm going to turn this to you, Zach, because you know something about J-pop. Please tell us who this person is.
I know very little about J-pop. This was the first time I'd run into her. I'm literally just going off of, I think, her Wikipedia entry, which I read a couple days ago. I need to go back and find her Japanese stuff, because holy crap, where did she come from? Yes, Japan.
I wrote down one thing, and it was Prodigy.
Yeah, well, like, she seems to be self-taught in all of this stuff, too. Like, she's signed with an agency, but it doesn't seem like she went through, like, the same training-type things that everyone did. She seemed to have been discovered on a reality show, and then almost immediately signed and started making music right away. She, apparently speaks at least Japanese, Korean, English, and I think Mandarin. She plays apparently all the instruments herself. And the one bit that I would nick this song Beep Beep on a little bit is I feel like the rap break is not quite there yet. But then I'm also reminding myself, this is a 16-year-old girl who's doing this all herself. She hasn't quite figured that part out yet. But the fact that she's doing it is telling me, okay, you know, she's good enough to be at this point already.
It's actually incredible.
This is her Korean debut, and she is nobody in the Korean industry, and she gets Black Eyed Pilsung to produce her debut single. What? I mean, they're like that. I'm trying. I think Black Eyed Pilsung is a producing duo. I don't think it's just one person, but it's like they tend to work with like the top people of like they're a go-to for JYP. Like, most of TWICE's best songs have been produced by them. So it's like, who on earth is this? And, like, what are we going to see from her in a short period of time? I'm so thrown by just her in general that I'm like, the specifics of the song are kind of, like, obviously the song's really good. I can't pull the specifics out of my mind right now because I'm just so surprised by how good she is herself. She kind of reminds me of, I don't know what it is, but she reminds me a bit of Heejin from Luna.
I can see that.
I got that feeling from her watching this video, and I'm like, she got there by herself at 16. Ha! Huh.
Yeah, this is absolutely absurd. Justin, you want to jump in on your thoughts here?
Man, it's just like mind-blowing how good she is for someone so young. She's like, it feels like she has literally like the full package of like an idol. It's like, I can't wait to see more. It's like the song was great. I loved everything about it. Absolutely insane.
Yeah, I earlier this year, I said when Be by Rothy came out that if you're looking for the next big female solo artist, here's a younger IU ready to take over whenever you're ready. And then this song came out and I'm just like, okay, Ruan, challenge accepted. The gauntlet's been thrown back in your point now. I'm blown away by how much she's already doing at this young of an age. It's clear that there's a spot for her in K-pop, and it just sticks with you. I don't know what it is about it, because it could be seen as like a light, fluffy, popcorn-y kind of song, but it's not in how it lingers, and I love that about it. There's something about this song that just really comes together, and I am very glad as a result that it is here. Kristen, where are you on this song? Are you joining us on the hype train?
I don't think I'm quite on the hype train yet. I like this song, but I think that they're trying to show so much versatility that it feels disjointed and almost discordant to me. Like the main chorus and the rap just don't sound like they belong together. But I do think like this is a person with a lot of promise. I'm excited to see what else she brings to the table. I cannot believe how young she is, honestly. Like, at 16, like, how?
Yeah.
It's amazing, but I wish the debut for me was a little bit more cohesive.
Yeah, like I said, I feel like the rap part in there is where it feels like, okay, she's not there yet. And that kind of contributes to it there though. And Chase, when you were saying that, oh, here's your next IU. She doesn't feel like IU to me. It feels like a little bit of like, it's not entirely different, but it feels like, okay, she's starting here, but is not going to stay at this point. You know, she doesn't feel quite like IU songs to me, but I don't know.
Who would you compare it to? If we had to give a soloist archetype, where would you go?
Oh,
Because I could see what you're saying and that it doesn't feel... I just don't know the right comparison because she's not a Soonmi.
Right.
She's not a Chungha.
Yeah, well, because...
And I'm trying... So I'm just trying to think of like people that...
I'm trying to think of somebody who does... Because it's the fact that she does the rap parts in there as well that it's kind of making me really not think with the IU comparison. And I'm trying to think of somebody else who does... You know, another female soloist who does mostly, you know, who does this type of song, poppy song, with rap in it and not more, you know, rap-centric hip-hop type stuff. Because, like, Hyuna was the first comparison that I thought of, but I'm like, maybe some of her lighter stuff, maybe. But even then, not quite. So I don't have a direct comparison. Actually, I think that's what makes her most interesting. And... When you were saying that the potential she has, I mean, I've said before, that's how I judge debuts. I judge them based on the potential I see in the group or the person doing it. If you ask me about the song itself alone, I would probably not rave as much as I did. But I'm looking at, okay, what's she going to do next?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited to see what she does.
Right. I'm over the moon about her.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the song itself. The song's really good. But I wouldn't have quite as much crazy praise for it.
That's completely fair.
Entirely reasonable. And I'm very excited to see where this all goes. I'm also very excited because now it is time for our 60-second segment. This is where each of us gets 60 seconds to talk about all the things that we didn't get to talk about on the show for a wide variety of reasons. We're going to go in alphabetical order just to make this super easy on me, which of course does happen to mean that I get to go first. It's a coincidence, I swear.
It's complete coincidence.
Absolute coincidence.
Wow. I didn't piss you off enough. You moved me.
Dude, you had my back with shower. We're in the trenches together now. That's how this is going
to
go.
Surprised you didn't move me, to be honest.
Well, I'm going to hit the 60 seconds and get myself going starting now. Fever by G-Friend. I feel like I like G-Friend every time they release a new single just a little bit more. And if this was a bit more to the chorus, it would be over the edge for me, though right now, on the verge. We Don't Talk Together by Hayes of Veach and Geary Boy. The production here with Suga is just absolutely incredible, and it powers through. It really highlights Hayes' strengths well. AI by Zitao. I love this rap, but please let's never get any closer to mumble rap K-pop. I'm counting on you. I'm So Pretty by Nature. It's cute, it's fun, but never quite feels like itself, and I don't know what it is, but I've already forgotten about it as I'm saying this sentence right now. Time of Our Life by Day 6. It turns out cute boyfriends rather than cute boy groups can do a lot when you give me the guitar and drums to pack it forward. Long Flight by Taeyong. He's incredibly talented and the rap is fire, but the beat did not quite get me there. Face by Woosung. This bass, though. Udada by Soonmin. You've got to just see this video, guys. I'm telling you right now, you think you know what this is, and you do not know what this is. You do not know the 7-minute journey you are in. And that's going to be it for me. I did not get to everything I wanted, but I'm going to call it there, because that's how the 60-second segment works. Justin.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
Yes, I will start my minute.
60 seconds. Right, oh, I've got you, man. Your 60 seconds starts now.
Now, all right. So... one thing that I'm really sad we didn't get to talk about is Baekhyun's solo debut, because it was amazing, and I could probably talk about it for longer than anything else, because I stand Baekhyun. Also, Dio released a single before going to the military. We will miss him dearly. Stray Kids and ATEEZ keep releasing, and I can't keep up with it. I don't know how to do it. It's all good, though. Taeyong is Taeyong, so it, like, he can release things and it's great. We Don't Talk Together was one of my favorite songs that we didn't get to talk about. What else? Wish Girls debuted and they had a pretty interesting song, I guess. And EXO did Subgroups and I liked it. Whoa!
There you go. That is 60 seconds right there. I love this. Just there was a lot of momentum at the top.
And dude, then I lost it.
It's like you ran out of breath halfway.
Yeah. I forgot that Wish Girls existed because it's not on Spotify, and I hate that that's my life.
True.
The choices that I've made. Kristen, 60 seconds. You ready?
Oh, as ready as I'll ever be.
3, 2, 1, go.
G-Friend, like Chase, I like you a little bit more every time, but I just want to keep... I want to like you more than I currently do. The EXO subgroups, also enjoyed. I have such a soft spot for Hayes, and I am glad that she's getting the production value that she deserves. And now I'm going to talk about Lisa's dance video that was released, and nobody can stop me for the remainder of this time. Lisa is maybe the absolute best dancer in all of K-pop ever, and I'm gonna put that out there. She's amazing. I love her. I'm so glad she's on my fantasy draft so much, and I can't stop watching it. I'm watching it right now, in fact, and I will continue to watch it until I go to bed. Thank you. Good night.
Okay, left 10 seconds on the clock there. But good job. Just a little bit of that burn. Yeah, I was going to say that was directly pointed as an insult to me, and I see you. Just going to remember that when the boy group draft comes around, I'm going to remember what you just did. It's a very good video by Lisa, by the way. Check it out, our YouTube channel, Lily Film. Really good.
I have no idea what this is.
Well, you're going to watch
Lisa
it.
Lisa has a YouTube channel. She posted a minute and a half video of her dancing.
Okay, I was going to say an hour and a half. I'd be worried for her health.
I would watch an hour and a half of her dancing.
Yes, but after an hour and a half, she might collapse from exhaustion.
That's true. Do you think you can go a minute without collapsing, Zach? Because you are last, and it is your turn.
I am last, and tell me when to start.
I'm going to count you in. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so Sunset by KNK. How am I the only person in this group that actually liked this song? It's kind of Side Effects light, you know, like Side Effects by Stray Kids, kind of a lighter version of that. We Don't Talk Together by Hyse. I refuse to pronounce her name the other way. My important question here is this the teddy bear that she killed in Don't Know You? Because, you know, the skeleton here, it's got to be that. Fever by GFriend. It's harder and harder to say I don't like GFriend. They have more hits. They have more misses than hits with me overall. But this one is a really good one. Then I'm So Pretty by Nature. I like this one a whole lot more than Chase did. It's a perfect. It perfectly complements the song Oh My Mistake by April from last year. And I'm not sure what I'm more surprised by. The fact that they have a part in the middle of the song that sounds like La Vie Boheme from Rent, or the fact that I recognized it as that when I saw it. It is the strangest diversion in the middle of the song. Yet they somehow manage to make it work, and I have been listening to this song way too much recently. So there.
Wow, that was exactly 60 seconds. Zach, you're really good at this. It is your strength.
Good, my one skill.
Come on. You do a wonderful job producing this podcast, and we thank you so much. Even though it has been a crazy month for you, you've taken the time to make sure that this podcast could happen and to join us in the capacity that you could. Really love having you here. Where can the nice people at home find you, buddy?
My usual Twitter bullshit is at Rambly Badger. If you're interested in the stuff I post when I make a thing online, it's at Ravenous Badger.
Nice. Justin, have you come up with a place where the people at home can find you?
I will refer to Beckian's Instagram account.
That's a very good choice. I thought for sure you were going to say Taeyeon's dog's Instagram account. But Baekhyun's Instagram is very good as well. Kristen, where can the nice people at home find you?
They can find me on Twitter and Instagram at kpignolo.
Awesome. You can find me at Chase Wassenaar. You can find the esports podcast that I do with Pyrotechnics and Mad Magical at the GGW Pod. It's the GGWP Geeks and Gaming Worldwide podcast. You should definitely check that out if you enjoy esports, pop culture, all that kind of thing. Had a really nice episode where I got to break down a story that we broke recently involving some TSM controversies and things. So if those words and syllables meant anything to you, nope. I think you're going to enjoy that show as well, and you should definitely check it out. Of course, I also am the lead editor for Unicorn, so I'm going to shill here at Unicorn Co. We do a lot of cool stuff, and I'm very proud of the writing team that we've built over the last month. Because, oh, by the way, since we last recorded, I'm now the lead editor of that website.
Ooh,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you liked it, like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. You know what to do. But it really does mean a lot to us. It's amazing how these algorithms work. It's the biggest way to make sure that people hear from us. And honestly, just tell your friends. If you enjoy the show, if you think that we're worth listening to, let people know and have them listen to it too. We'd love to grow this out. Thank you so much for putting up with the hiatus as life got in the way. We love each and every one of you lovely, lovely people. And until next time, goodbye, Internet.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Back up.
Yeah, well, see, I've actually been recording my personal side and like a mixed version that's like the ultimate backup of like I can't fix anything.
You're always recording.
I've been recording this for almost 25 minutes now.
Bless you.
Oh my god!
Wait, you were recording yourself sitting in the room?
Yes, I was recording myself just sitting in the room for like 10 minutes.
Fair enough.
Zach records his entire life.
That might be the most Zach sentence I've ever heard in my
life. Yes.
Yeah.
You were just so worried that at 4:59 you wouldn't have the recording button hit. So you got that 7 minutes of just hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate you so much.
We spared you from random conversation that was happening in the room.
Ah, see, but now, now I missed random conversation. This would have been, okay.
You didn't want to hear apartment talk.
Can't wait for it to be on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly right. That's what
I think this entire episode should be apartment talk.
I actually had the microphone muted during apartment talk, though, so that's lost
frame.
Oh my goodness.
How could you?
Why'd you record it then?
Because.
Oh god.
Because no one was here yet.
We were having a conversation about stuff that wasn't about this. I had it going just because, why the hell not? I've got essentially unlimited recording space with the thing. It's not like I'm using up tapes or something like that. It's like I'm using up bits.